This carol was written by the 17th century English poet Robert Herrick, and according to its title, sung to the king, probably Charles I, in the banqueting hall in Whitehall. It belongs to a group of 17th century English poems which have been rediscovered and set as hymns in the 20th century. Robert Herrick was born in 1591 in London and was apprenticed for 10 years to his uncle, who was a goldsmith. He went up to Cambridge in 1613 and was ordained into the Church of England in 1623. Herrick wrote well over 1,000 poems, which he grouped together in 2 collections, Noble Numbers, covering sacred subjects, and Hesperides, made up of largely secular material, which were published together in a single volume in 1648. What sweeter music, rather surprisingly, comes from the latter secular collection. What Sweeter Music is printed on pages 387-88 as Herrick wrote it, and as it is printed in his poetical works with the spelling modernized. It was shortened to make a 4-verse carol with refrain by the editors of the Oxford Book of Carols, including Ralph Vaughan Williams and Martin Shaw. They called it Herrick's Carol and set it to a tune from a 17th century German nativity play. More recently, John Rutter made a fine arrangement, which is very popular with choirs. The shortened version of the carol begins, "What sweeter music can we bring than a carol, for to sing the birth of this our heavenly King? Awake the voice, awake the string. We see him come and know him ours, who with his sunshine and his showers turns all the patient ground to flowers." That from the Penguin Book of Carols. What Sweeter Music Can We Bring provides the title for this weekend's concert by the Lyric Consort at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Scranton. Dr. Alan Baker, Artistic Director, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the program and about the Lyric Consort.
We're an 8-voice a cappella group, and we formed, I don't even know when we formed. It was back in the 1990s, essentially to sing medieval Renaissance music. But we've always done a Christmas program for years and years. We just called it a Lyric Consort Christmas, which was great because you didn't have to have a title, so it didn't have to make any sense. It could just be a bunch of Christmas stuff. We're kind of back to that this year, though we did give it a title.
And, Alan, when you all get together, you have known each other so long, all of you. You've been singing together in various configurations, including the Lyric Consort, for so many years. Do you all come knowing the music and you just go through your paces when you have a chance to rehearse?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
No, we get together once a week and work at it pretty hard. We generally try to just sit down with a pitch pipe and no piano and fight our way through it, challenging our musicianship, that kind of stuff. And there's a piano over in the corner of the room, and sometimes we do avail ourselves to it if it's just getting frustrating. But we do all know each other. We're very good friends, and there's a joy, I think, in singing. There's a joy in singing well. There's a joy in singing good music. There's also just a joy in singing with people you know and that people you like. It really is a social art form. You can't sing choral music by yourself, so you really have to do it with others, and it's all the better if you actually like those people.
I always like that Lyric comes up pretty close to the holiday because we've been frantic, and now we want to have what you all can do for us.
Yeah, we're usually just like the night before the Arcadian Messiah sing, which means we've kind of put it off till the last possible weekend so we could do all the other concerts in our school jobs or the community choir jobs, something like that. So this is a nice program because I think for all of us it kind of represents, we made it, We can go have our own holiday starting the next day.
And you did give it a title, and it's a carol that people know and love, but you always do wonderful things with such pieces.
Yeah, we call them the program What Sweeter Music. That's a beautiful poem by Robert Herrick. What sweeter music can we bring than a carol for to sing for this our heavenly King? And we're going to do settings of that at the front and the end of the program, including the John Rutter in an a cappella version and David Dickow. Now, in between, it's just a bunch of carols, 22 of them, which sounds like a lot, but many of them are only about 2 minutes long. I've been joking with everyone about calling it, I'm just going to call it Happy Christmas. Oftentimes we've done kind of thematic Christmas concerts where there's been, you know, fairly deep pieces. It's just a bunch of carols that a lot of them people I think will know, and they would certainly know some of the arrangers. There's a lot of John Rutter on the program, and Sir David Wilcox, Bob Chilcott, a lot of English composers, British composers. And they'll probably know a lot of the titles, things like Still, 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 and In the Bleak Midwinter, and Tannenbaum, Wexford Carol, the Huron Carol, Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree, All My Heart, This Night Rejoices, Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day, Joseph Dearest, and some secular seasonal songs as well, like the Christmas song, the Mel Torme Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, a few of those kind of jazzy type arrangements. In fact, the In the Bleak Midwinter arrangement is very jazz-tinged as well, but that still leaves, even at my count, maybe 13 carols that people might know. That leaves, let's do the math, that would leave, what, another 9 that people might not be so familiar with, but they're all English, except we're going to do the Joseph Dearest in the German, because the setting by Johann Walter just doesn't fit the English very well, and then we found one more small little Latin lullaby, so it didn't feel all alone being the only non-English piece on the program.
When you say the name Bob Chilcott is an arranger, he's someone who might be inclined to do something jazzy. Is he one of the jazzy ones?
It is. We're doing his There's a Rose in the Middle of Winter, which is, I'd say it's kind of a jazz-tinged, mixes up the meter a little bit. It's one of the more adventuresome pieces, I guess, on the program. But I think there's a place for just doing pretty music. And again, I'll joke that there's hardly a minor chord in the program, but that's okay.
You told us about bookends, so you're going to do the Rutter setting of What Sweeter Music. Mm-hmm. What was the other song?
Oh, David Dickow, Minnesota composer. Writes really very beautiful music. He's a choral conductor and choral composer. Oftentimes the people that actually conduct or that work with choirs and make music, they learn, I think, from that. They know what works, they know what doesn't, and he writes beautiful, beautiful music.
You are someone who really cares about not just words, but you're sensitive to poetry.
Oh, very much, yeah.
So you would love the fact that it's a Robert Herrick poem that is being set. But are there other poems other than just carol lyrics?
Well, certainly there's this 15th century poem, There Is a Flower Sprung of a Tree, the root thereof is called Jesse. I don't know if you know this. It's really a beautiful poem. John Adelaide is 15th century English. I think the Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree stands as just a poem to read by itself. It's very beautiful piece. I guess that would probably, maybe the Adelaide, There Is a Flower, might be the most beautiful, outside of What Sweeter Music. It might be the most, just take it home and like read it. It's almost music in itself.
What Sweeter Music? Sweet might be the operative word here. You often have a sweet reception.
Oh, we do. We always have a reception and the holiday concert. It's all goodies from Awesome Chocolates. A good friend, Mary Heppner, out in Dallas, Back Mountain area, makes incredible stuff. I always joke that, you know, even if you don't like the music, just come and put up with it for the reception. The reception's always really wonderful.
And where are we going to get to hear these delights?
We're at St. Luke's, downtown Scranton, our home. It's a beautiful, you know, it's a really beautiful church. If you haven't been there, there's all this white marble. It has a kind of almost a glow about it when you bring the lights down and, you know, you set up candles in the window sills, and it's just it's a really beautiful place for this type of a concert. You know, someone usually comes up after this concert and will say, oh, thank you, I needed this. It's, I think, something about the and just the harried nature of the holidays, and there's not enough time. We're trying to do too much stuff, and to just sit down for, you know, 90 minutes and just hear something pretty with the lights kind of down, and you're not worried about your shopping list or any of that stuff. It's just there's usually a few people at least that come up after the concert and say, hey, thank you, I really needed this kind of unplug moment.
Dr. Alan Baker, Artistic Director of the Lyric Consort, Northeastern Pennsylvania's critically acclaimed professional vocal ensemble, opening its 2016-2017 concert season this Saturday, December 17th, at 8 p.m. at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. The program is titled What Sweeter Music and will feature 22 carols and songs of the season in English, and also the ensemble's signature a cappella arrangements, including settings by John Rutter, Bob Chilcott, and more, Sir David Wilcox among them. Tickets will be available at the door, and a holiday reception will follow, catered by Awesome Chocolates of Shavertown. For more information, on the web, lyricconsort.com, lyricconsort.com. It's Saturday, December 17th at 8 p.m. at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. What Sweeter Music, featuring the Lyric Consort. For more information, on the web, lyricconsort.com, lyricconsort.com.